Today on the Pastor's Study, we begin a series of studies on biblical characters. For consideration today, we're going to take up Caleb. The title of our study today is Caleb, the man who followed God. The children of Israel have been delivered from Egypt. They had been fed by God. Now they were ready for the real blessing of God. In Numbers chapter 13 and verse number 2, God said, "Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them." Moses was to call out rulers from each tribe and send them to look at the land that God had presented to the children of Israel. It was in doing this job that God commended Caleb and said of him in Numbers chapter 14 and verse 24, "But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it." I'd like us to consider some things about Caleb today, the man who followed God. Number one, Caleb's position never kept him from serving. Look at in Numbers chapter 13, verses 2 and 3. The word of God says this, "Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them." Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. So we see that Caleb was a ruler and could have said that he had a previous engagement, previous duties, amen. He could have made up really a valid excuse because he was a man of position, amen. But he went out to do the work that God had spoken. And then we see, number two, that Caleb was able to work with other people. In Numbers chapter 13 and verse 2 we just read, God basically said, pick out a man. And then in verse 3 he said, send them. So it had to be someone who had the ability to work with other people, who would get along and work with other people, amen, because it was a very important mission to go out and spy the promised land, amen, and bring back a report and report to Moses and the others. Now, number three about Caleb, as we consider his character, he was a man who followed God. Caleb was willing to listen to his leader. Caleb was willing to listen to his leader. You know, that's what we need in churches today, is more men and women who will listen to their pastor. Amen. Notice in Numbers chapter 13 and verse 3 that Moses sent them. God spoke to Moses. Moses sent the rulers. The men who went to spy out the land had to take the orders from their leader. God did not choose to speak directly to them. So here we see that Caleb, another characteristic of Caleb, the reason he was a man who followed God was is that he was willing to listen to his leader. Let me tell you, my dear friends, God has appointed that pastor over you. Amen. and God has given him special abilities, special gifts. And it behooves you to listen to your pastor, to listen to your leader, if you want to accomplish anything for the Lord. Well, you know, you maybe believe that he's doing something that he shouldn't, amen? But you have to remember, God's going to take care of that man of God, amen? If God has put him there, and he needs to be taken out, he'll take him out, amen? Notice another thing, the fourth thing about Caleb. Caleb was willing to follow the leadership of a man who had had mistakes and would continue to make mistakes. Let's check some of the things that Moses had done that could have been deemed as improper. In his past life, he had been guilty of murder. Look it with me, if you would, in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 2 with me. In Exodus chapter 2, in beginning in verse 11, and it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens. And he spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together, and he said to him that did the wrong, wherefore smitest thou thy fellow? And he said, who made thee a prince and judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian? And Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses. But Moses fled from the presence of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. And then we see later on in Exodus chapter 4, Moses actually argued with God. He didn't want to be the leader of Israel. He didn't want the job in the first place. Look with me, if you would, in Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4, beginning in verse number 10. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. Here we see that Moses is trying to disqualify him and say, God, you don't know what you're doing. I'm a stutterer. I don't know how to speak. In verse 11, and the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Lord just tells him, I'm the one that made your mouth. I know what I'm doing, Moses. Amen. Verse 12. Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. He says, I'll put the words in your mouth. You don't have to worry about a thing. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, is not Aaron, the Levite, thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall say. So he says, don't worry about it, Moses. I'm going to bring Aaron, your brother. He's well-spoken. He'll help you also. I'll tell you both what to say. And then we see later on in Numbers 20, chapter 20, that Moses lost his temper. And as a result of that, that kept him from entering the promised land. So let's turn to Numbers chapter 20. Numbers chapter 20. The point we're trying to make here is Caleb was willing to follow the leadership of a man who had made mistakes. And we see later on would continue to make mistakes. Numbers chapter 20 with me. In Numbers chapter 20, look with me if you would. Numbers 20, we'll begin reading in verse number 7. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. Remember the first time that the Lord told Moses to smite the rock and water came out? Well, this time he just says to speak to the rock and water will come forth. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock and said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand with his rod, and he smote the rock twice. Remember, he was told just to speak to it. Here he smote it twice, and the water came out abundantly. And the congregation drank, and their beast also. Despite he didn't do what the Lord said, the Lord still provided water for the people. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. So neither Aaron nor Moses went into the promised land with the children of Israel. So we see he lost his temper. Moses lost his temper, and this kept him from entering the promised land. So we see then that Caleb was willing to follow the leadership of a man who had made mistakes and would continue to make mistakes. Caleb, we're looking at Caleb, the man who followed God. Now the fifth thing we want to say about Caleb is Caleb was willing to be instantly obedient. Look at in Numbers chapter 13 with me. Numbers chapter 13, let's begin reading in verse 17. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they dwell in, whether in tents or in strong holds. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. So we see then in Numbers chapter 13, here in verses 17 to 20, Moses gave orders to the rulers. And then in verse 21 begins with the word, "So they went up and searched the land. Immediately they went without any discussion." So we see, and Caleb was one of those men, and he was willing to be instantly obedient. Amen. Moses gave the orders. There wasn't any question. There wasn't any, do you know what you're talking about? Do you know what you're doing? There wasn't any second-guessing Moses. They heard the command, the order, and they went and did as they were told. Now, a sixth thing that we want to see about Caleb is Caleb was willing to fight for the fruit that God gave. Yes, Caleb was willing to fight for the fruit that God gave. Let's go back to Numbers chapter 13 again, and let's begin reading in verse 24. The place was called the Brook of Eshcol, because of the clusters of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and shewed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, "We came unto the land whither thou sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan." And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for ye are well able to overcome it." We see that he was willing to fight for the fruit that God gave. These verses that we just read describe the fruit that the spies brought back from the promised land, and also the murmuring of the people saying, "The fruit is wonderful, but we can't overcome the opposition." Verse 30 begins with the words, "And Caleb stilled the people," indicating that it took some effort to do it. He was willing to fight to see more fruit from the promised land. The seventh thing we want to see about Caleb, Caleb was willing to be in the minority. In fact, Caleb and Joshua were two of the 12 spies that were sent out to spy the promised land. They were the only two who were willing to stand and say, "God gave it to us, and we can take it." They were also the only ones who said the promised land was good, just as God said it would be. Amen. So again, we're looking at Caleb, the man who followed God. Now, something else about Caleb, the eighth point I want to look about Caleb. Caleb was not a vindictive man. Caleb was not a vindictive man. Turn again to Numbers chapter 13 with me. In verses 31 and following. But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. In Numbers chapter 13, in the verses we just read, 31 to 33, the rulers gave to the children of Israel an exaggerated description of the opposition. Now Caleb could have stood before them and waved his finger and said, you're a bunch of liars. It's not that way. And you're not right with God. Rather than spend his time arguing with the rulers, he simply said, let's go take the land. You see, my dear friend, the best way to prove your point is to do what needs to be done. He didn't argue with the people, with the other spies, and so forth and so on. He knew what God had said, and he knew that God could be trusted. God said, the land is ours. And he said, let's just go and take it. The Lord has already given it to us. Let's just go and take it as the Lord has told us to do. So he wasn't vindictive. He didn't get into that. He just said, let's go take it, guys. God has given it to us. Another thing we want to see, the ninth thing about Caleb, is he was willing to get involved. He was willing to get involved. We need to turn to Numbers chapter 14, beginning in verse number 1. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain. Let us return into Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. See, they get a pity party. They get discouraged over nothing. They wanted to return to Egypt, amen. Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. So we see then, he was willing to get involved, Caleb. People wanted to give up. They wanted to return to Egypt. And he said, wait a minute. See, he believed and trusted in God. He followed God wholly, fully. Amen. Because God said the land is yours, children of Israel. I'm going to take care of the inhabitants. Amen. I'm going to get rid of them. I'm going to defeat them. Just go in and take it. He believed them. Caleb believed God. Caleb was willing to stand and say to these people, that children of Israel, you know, that were getting all upset and wanting to go back to Egypt, no, this is not right. We need to be obedient to God. We need to do what God tells us to do. If he tells us that he's given us the land, let's go and take it. You know, they acted a lot like some modern-day Baptists do, didn't they? Amen? A modern-day Baptist would have sat at home and said, I don't want to get involved in this thing. Amen? That's what a modern-day Baptist would do, not get involved. But here's a man. Again, we see the lesson, amen, is on Caleb, the man who followed God. He followed God. He believed God and what God said to do. He followed it fully, amen. He didn't question God. He knew who God was. We also see here about Caleb is he was willing to trust God's protection. Again, in Numbers 14 with me, in verse number 10. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. Congregation started to stone them. Amen. And we find no description of Caleb fighting them back. Amen. Throwing stones back at them. But we do find where the Shekinah glory appeared in the tabernacle and protected Caleb. Amen. So he was willing to trust God. He was willing to trust God's protection. Amen. Because we saw that. Even though the land that God had provided them, told them that it was theirs to inherit, all they had to do was take it. Even though there were occupants in the land, he knew that God would protect them if they would just be obedient and go and take the land. Amen. And so that's why we see God had his hand on Caleb. Because Caleb was a man who followed God. That's what we need today. That's what we need today. We need Christians that are willing to follow God. Even when it doesn't make sense according to our ways. Because we have to remember that God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. We have the precious Word of God. We have God's inspired, infallible, inerrant words preserved in this King James Bible. What a blessing. All we need to do is go and see God's promises, be obedient to Him, and follow Him. And be a man and be a woman like Caleb who followed God. We're not through with our study on Caleb. We'll continue it next time. We're running out of time quickly here on the pastor study. And again, before I sign off, I want to tell you that any study is available by cassette tape. You can contact me by email at jesussavesav1611cs.com. Write me, the young lady will give you the address that you can write me to. And till we meet again on the Pastor Study, this is Pastor Gino Cassieri. My prayer is that God richly bless each and every one of you. And good day.